Lord gives his people signs and seals to strengthen and nourish their faith and his promises. You remember when Abram asked God, how can I know? God gave him circumcision so that he would literally be marked with the earnest, the display of God's intent and determination to do what he had promised. And we come now to eat a meal, not have a sacrifice. There's a once for all sacrifice. We come to eat a meal in which when you eat the bread and you drink the cup, you show forth the Lord's death until he comes. Sometimes in our living the Christian life, because of our limited success and limited perception, we too have hearts that cry out, how can I know? The Lord has given us his word, but even with his word, our faith is weak. And he stoops down to us, as it were, to give us that which will strengthen us. He says in 1 Corinthians 11, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned of the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come. You have a Savior who has died for his church and has risen for his church and who reigns in heaven for his church. And he is returning for his church. And he has given us this meal to turn us away from ourselves and even away from the bread and from the cup to himself. He says, when you eat this and you drink this, you do so dwelling upon me. Not just dwelling upon his death, although there is that, not just dwelling upon his obedience and his atonement for you, not just dwelling upon how he can sustain you and how he will return for you and all of those wonderful things that you get in him. There are all a lot of those things displayed to you in the meal. But he says, as you eat and as you drink, that you dwell upon him himself. So this is a meal, first and foremost, for his church, which means that you should be part of his body. And in the second place, the eating and drinking is an eating by faith and a drinking by faith. That it is for you who rest in Jesus Christ. That you would come and you wouldn't eat and drink unthinkingly or thinking about something else or even looking into yourself, but that you would eat and drink, discerning the Lord Himself. And so if you are missing either of those things, if you're not a member of His body, it's a church meal, it's a corporate meal, or if you are not eating and drinking by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, dwelling upon Him as you eat and drink, you should not eat the bread or drink the cup. But all of us are to continue worshiping God now in this part of His corporate worship. And so if you are one who is not going to eat the bread or drink the cup, the Lord's death is still being shown forth. His current reigning as the resurrected one is still being shown forth. His coming again soon for His church is still being shown forth. So you don't pause your worship. You turn your attention to Him, and you remember that eating and drinking at His table is a command. We have to be commanded the things that are good for us all. And so you take care of whatever it is that would keep you from this table, so that you can come quickly, even once again, to the table.